The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, they say the best food to eat in hot weather is hot food. And I'm delighted to be joined now by Lena Gautam from Monty's of Kathmandu Nepalese Restaurant in Temple Bar in Dublin. Morning and welcome, Lena.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, tell me about Monty's. You've been there for a long time.
Yes, coming up to 30 years now. Yeah, it's a long time.
And you're in Temple Bar.
That's right. We are just in the Eustace Street in front of Irish Film Centre.
Now, it's Nepalese food, and a lot of people will kind of just lump you in with Indian food.
That's right. No,
but
we had to.
That's not what it is.
No, it is not. We are similar, yes, but people who've been to Indian restaurant and our restaurant, they can tell the difference. Ours is much mellower and less spicier.
And are there different spices that you use?
Very similar. They use more than us.
Okay. So it's a milder version.
Milder version. And we do, because we are in between China and Nepal, so we have more kind of stir-fry kind of stuff. Yeah.
Now, you have brought me in two dishes to sample, and I must say, I've tasted the first, and it is, what do you call this in?
Chicken curry, chicken ledo bedo.
Ledo bedo.
Yeah. Okay. We have this in the restaurant, but off the bone.
Off the bone. Now, talk to me how I make this.
Okay, this one is a go-to chicken curry recipe in my household. Everybody makes chicken curry in different way, but this is mine. And this is quite simple. We take chicken pieces. I normally use on the bone. And then we have some onions, finely chopped or julienne cut. And then tomatoes and some garlic ginger paste like normal. And the difference here is I ground my own spices. It's you use equal amount of fennel seed, coriander, cumin, and cinnamon, cardamom, black pepper, cloves, and black pepper and cloves. Yeah, that's it. And you dry roast it in a pan and grind into an electric grinder or pestle and mortar. Okay, that's the main ingredient there. And turmeric powder, obviously. So what you do is you heat the oil. I use rapeseed oil. You can use vegetable oil, mustard oil, whatever oil you want. And then when oil is hot, you fry onions. And when onion is with salt and turmeric powder, and when onion is caramelized, a little bit kind of brown, golden brown, you add chicken. And the beauty is you cover and cook the chicken. Okay, so chicken is cooked with its own juice.
I mean, this chicken is falling apart.
That's right. By the time, and the chicken juice comes out, you keep covering it and stir occasionally and put salt and everything. And then once you will know that it becomes golden brown, all the juices absorbed by the chicken, and chicken is literally cooked. You don't even have to check. And then add tomatoes. I normally use fresh tomato. I normally blend it. So it's easy, because if you would chop tomato, sometimes chicken can overcook and falls apart. So I find it easy to grind or blend the tomato and put fresh tomatoes and so all the spices that you ground early on. And you cook it, cover and cook it for a few minutes so you want to give time to tomato to cook. And then garnish with coriander. And what I do is I add a little bit of yogurt at the end.
Okay.
The reason it binds the whole curry. With spices, tomato, everything, and it gives that smooth finish. You don't even taste the yogurt, but it's just, it gives the finish look to the
curry. It's absolutely gorgeous, absolutely fabulous. What is the other dish you've brought in?
This one is, this is aubergine. We call it Bhanta Ko Bharta. It's Bhanta means aubergine. It's roasted aubergine. It's very much, the way we cook aubergine is like Baba Ganoush. Mm-hmm. But the finished product is completely different. It's a vegetarian. We take this as a vegetarian main dish. We eat this with pita bread or roti or paratha or naan. Or even here you can have it with tortilla. And this is what we do is we just char the aubergine. Now when you are doing barbecue, you can do this in barbecue. You can cook whole aubergine in the barbecue, or I use air fryer. And this one is used in air fryer of 25 minutes, 200 degree. And once it's done, you can see the crack in the skin. And you just want smoky flavor to the flesh of aubergine. Okay, and
is aubergine used very often in Nepalese cooking?
Yeah, we do.
I would think that many Irish people rarely cook aubergine.
That's right. That's why I chose aubergine today, because there's loads of aubergine you can see in the supermarket. Mm. Every supermarket has aubergine all around the year. So I feel that I should really do this dish. So this is very, it's great for vegetarian, and it's great for, it's a side meal as well, side dish, or even for barbecue and stuff as a dip.
But having tasted this, this is quite substantial. I mean, I can see it as a main course.
It is, yeah. We normally have it as with rice or dal, or, you know, with the roti and everything. Yes.
All right. So how to go about this?
Oh, this one, first you roast the aubergine, and then you heat the oil. And you, for this, I use mustard seed.
Okay.
A black, brown mustard seed. You need to have a smoking hot oil, and you fry those mustard seed. And once they're popped, you add your onion. And you you make that onion translucent, and then you add your tomato. Here as well, I prefer to use blended tomato, fresh tomatoes. And then there you add garlic ginger paste, and then your spices mix. I use garam masala. You can buy store-bought bought garam masala is fine for this dish. And once that's all mixed well, You know the aubergine that you prepared early on, you peel those skin and you roughly chop them, and you pour with the juice in the dish, and you mix it well, and that's it. And you garnish with coriander.
Well, two really tasty, fabulous dishes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming in. Are you going to put these dishes on your
website? It's in our Insta account, Instagram. Yeah, okay. Monty's of Kathmandu Dublin 2. You can go and hopefully you'll enjoy making it.
Absolutely. And business, I hope, is good after 30 years.
Yeah, it's challenging at times. It's I'm sure all restaurant owners tell you. We are lucky to be surviving for the last 30 years.
And maybe another 30 more. Who knows? Lena, thank you very much for joining us in studio
today.
Thank
you for having me.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.